Hello, and welcome to the podcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Success in the Evening is recorded live every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com.
To join the discussion, call NLGRadio.com. 1-202-299-6673.
Sylvia Cyrus. Sylvia, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line. Good evening. It sounds like you're really having a great, impactful show this evening.
We having a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious good time.
In other words, we try.
Fantastic.
You know what? Black history is not over, and we in the midst of all of this that we're doing, we still want to recognize Black history, because a lot of our people aren't moving forward because we don't know where we came from. We don't know the energy that we have inside of us. And I am so grateful for your organization. And I know you put in some mad work. You and your people put in some mad work to put on a very special event. And I know you're running short on time because you're maneuvering a lot of things. But can you tell us about your upcoming event, Sylvia?
I sure can, Rick. And thank you so much, Coach Rick, for making sure that your listeners are always aware of their culture, because the Association for the Study of African American Life and History was founded 105 years ago by the renowned historian Dr. Carter G. Woodson, the same historian who wrote The Miseducation of the Negro. Mm. And if you have not read that lately, you need to go back and read it, because it is still impactful for our community. And Dr. Woodson, when he started this whole celebration of Black history 94 years ago, started Negro History Week, which our association that we call ASALA, that's how we pronounce the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, its acronym, started having a luncheon where we would bring together people who loved history and wanted to celebrate history all around this nation to Washington, D.C. And I'm delighted to say that this is still the largest Black History Month luncheon held anywhere on the planet. We will have 1,000 people on this coming Saturday, February
yes.
the 22nd.
Show up and show out.
Now, here's the not so good news. So it's sold out, so any of your listeners that who don't have tickets can't come to the luncheon. However, all is not lost.
I know you got some good news. Come on, Sylvia.
Can we get it to go back?
10 a.m. we will have an author's book signing where over 50 authors who have written all types of book on Black life, history, and culture, fiction, nonfiction, poetry, actual historical research, etc., will be signing and selling their books. So if you belong to a book club and you're looking for titles, if you would like to bring a young lady out, as that's the theme of this evening, to walk around and very budget oriented, since this is free and open to the public.
Come on, Sylvia.
We also have exhibitors who will be selling wares and selling different materials and books and pins and clothing
Hey, Sylvia, I'm going to be there too. We're going to be there interviewing some folks, so we may interview one or two people there. So, guys, you have got to jump on this pro. Do y'all hear the excitement in Sylvia's voice?
Coach, if you know an author, like say if there was an author like in the room with you, like right now, say that author was like sitting like across from you.
Like maybe a member of the flight team?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if there was somebody like that.
If by some chance.
If somebody was like that.
Astronomical.
We knew that they were working on their book right now, Sylvia. Would there be something like that for budding authors? Is there something for them going on this weekend there also?
You know what? If they come to the author's book signing event and they are there surrounded by these 50 plus authors who have written books,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can talk to them, find out the challenges and the all of what is involved in writing a book. They can tell you about their publishers. Some of our authors are self-published, but where can you be in an environment where there are going to be 50 or more people who want to talk to you about their work and also give you some advice for your work?
Wow.
So absolutely, if you are looking for information, you go to the people who have already accomplished what it is that you want to accomplish.
That is a wonderful idea, Sylvia. Thank you so very much.
You know what? I was getting ready to jump up out my seat and say, wait a minute, what you mean just because you don't have tickets, you can't go? But then I remembered that we have Miss Sylvia Cyrus on the phone, the ultimate businesswoman. And I was just going to say, now there are...
Young man, don't get in no trouble.
Well, I was just going to say there is an array of stuff that you can do, because I've been to this luncheon, I think, 3 years in a row. This year will make it my fourth. Where I've just walked around and I've seen all this beautiful stuff. I've seen the artistry of some of the painters and artists that we have there, or that they have there, and the clothes that they make and all the other beautiful things that are part of that. So I'm so glad that you highlighted that.
Well, let's do this real quick, Sylvia. Tell them again the event, where it's taking place at, so we know where to come to and when.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with this. Write it down, everybody. www.asalh.org. www.asalh.org. Information on the luncheon and the free and open to the public author's book signing for this Saturday is located right on the homepage for the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. Be there on this coming Saturday, February 22nd, 10 a.m. And you know, parking is crazy downtown. So Uber, there are two metro stations, either the convention center or I can't think of it, but it's if you Google,
you got the convention center. And you got Chinatown, that down there.
That's the one, right? So the hotel is the Renaissance Hotel at 999 9th Street Northwest, Washington D.C., directly across from the convention center, directly across from that new Apple D.C. Historical Society building. Come on down, 10 o'clock for the author's book signing, and just enjoy a wonderful afternoon.
Not far either.
Yeah, yes, Howard University is close there. But Sylvia, I got a question for you. If somebody don't show up, can I get their plate? Because you know they always, one person don't show up. Can I get their plate?
Well, I don't know, Rick. I have been talking to ambassadors, university presidents. I've been talking to politicians.
But we know the president of Asala.
Right. But I'm telling you, this year, I have already told about 10 people who wanted in that they couldn't come. So if by chance there's a plate left, I might be able to hook you up. But I'm going to tell you, this is the history event of the year. And so if you want to be seen, and if you want to really rub shoulders with the who's who in terms of Black history and culture, come on down this Saturday, February 22nd, to the Renaissance Hotel from 10 to 12, so that you can be in the mix with what's happening relative to this year's Black history theme, African Americans and the Vote, where we will be commemorating not only the 15th Amendment that gave Black men the right to vote, but the 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote. And we're going to be talking about our responsibility to know how important it is to vote, not just in this year, which we all know it's an important presidential election, but we have got to vote every time the polls open. We should be there.
I got to agree. Sylvia, we got to let you go, but the final question, this is a serious one. Who is your keynote speaker this year?
The keynote speaker is the first African-American secretary of all the Smithsonian Institution museums and the zoo.
Come on.
None other than Dr. Lonnie Bunch, the founding director of the National African-American Museum on the Mall.
Yes. The brother is absolutely bad. Had a chance last year at your event to meet him, JT and I.
That was fun.
The brother's bad.
I had a chance to work for him.
Yes, you did.
He had some choice statements about certain things. You know what? We'll leave that for when we finally get him on the show. For the day that we get him on the show, that's when we'll talk about that.
Sylvia, we want to thank you. As you know, we're talking to some powerful women ourselves, and so we're going to jump back into that conversation. But guys, we want you to get out and support Asala. It's coming up Saturday, February 22nd, 10 a.m. It's going to take place at the Renaissance Hotel, 999 9th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
To join the discussion, call nlgradio.com. 1-202-299-6673.
You've been listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Man, I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you think this is good, you should join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. You can also visit our website at the number one, Due North. That's the number one, DUENORTH.com. All one word, one Due North. com. We're on Facebook and Instagram under One Due North LLC. I hope we get to meet. Can't wait to have you answer one of the questions. In the meantime, I want you to have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kind of day. And remember, I am your coach.